The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, Ellen Shulman.
Well, as you can tell by the voice, it isn't Ellen Shulman today. It's Duff Lindsay filling in for Ellen, who's been called away for business. And we have an exciting show today. Welcome, first of all, to the Forum for Nonprofits here on the Beasley Broadcast Group stations. We are about to interview people from the very exciting Gallery 2014 in Hollywood, right there in downtown Hollywood on Harrison Street. And I want to welcome to the show Elizabeth San Juan and Ken Brown. Welcome.
Thanks, Duff.
Now, I guess the first, starting from the ground zero, would be, how'd you come up with that name for the gallery?
That's an interesting story. You know, you read a lot about how people choose gallery names, and there are all kinds of advice. And the first advice they say is you should have your own name on an art gallery title. But we decided that it would be long and cumbersome to put Brown San Juan or San Juan Brown, and besides that, we were a little embarrassed about our own name on. So the next default is to a lot of galleries pick sort of an innocuous number, and typically it has something to do with the address. So this is our address, 2014 Harrison Street, so Gallery 2014.
Makes it pretty simple.
Simple.
Understandable. So tell me about the gallery and the concept you have down there in Hollywood.
Well, on that point of the name for the gallery, it's just exactly that. We didn't want to have our names because it's not about us. It's about the artists that we represent. We're a non-for-profit gallery, which means that everything aside from the overhead that we have to cover goes back to the arts community. And what we wanted to do is bring in emerging artists from the U.S. and the world and represent them at Gallery 2014. The important thing is that we want to have beautiful art at an affordable price and give these artists an opportunity to show their work.
And I'm sure you're doing that. How long has the gallery been in existence now?
We opened officially on March 28th. So we've been in operation now for a little over a month, almost 6 weeks. We now have 25 artists that we're representing, both artists that come from around the world. We've traveled a lot and collected some of that art, in particularly in Southeast Asia, and then a lot of local emerging artists.
How do you get involved with the local artists? Do they come to you? Do you go to them? Tell me how that process works.
They have found us. We have a website, and on our website, we ask them to submit their work, and that's truly the only way that we're able to manage our time efficiently and try to view everybody that submits their work. We ask them not to please come in and walk into the gallery to try to show, because we do have people scheduled throughout the day, and you would not believe the amount of artists that submit their work on a daily basis. I have hundreds and hundreds of emails that I have to go through to try to filter out who's a right fit for us. So it's a very, very involved process.
So that website is the same website for the artists and for the general population who might want to find out about the gallery. And that's www, of course, gallery2014.com, gallery2014.com. If you're how would they get into – and the email to reach you is info@gallery2014.com?
That's correct. We do have an artist submission page, and there they can give us all the details, attach work that we're able to view, and then once I receive the email, I follow up from there.
Of course, I did get to look at the gallery page on your website myself, and I noticed that there's quite a bit of information on there and a lot of art to look at, names of people that are exhibiting. Or are they all current that's on that page, or is it current and past exhibitors?
Well, it's pretty current, although not every artist is exhibited at all times in the gallery. There's only it's a pretty good size gallery. It's about 4,000 square feet of exhibit space with a lot of big white walls, but there's not enough room to put every single item. That's why the website's there. That way someone who's interested in an artist doesn't see the art or only sees one piece of art on the wall can take a look at the website and know that the rest of it's in inventory somewhere, and we can also bring that out and show that to them. Over the first opening 6 weeks, we've had a display of at least one piece of almost every artist we have. So, and it's different than the campaigns we'll run going forward, where we'll try to feature one or two artists every month or every month and a half and put more of their collected works out on a sort of scheduled basis. So to start off, we've given everyone sort of a sneak preview of everything we have and all the artists we represent, and then as we go forward, we'll try to feature artists.
I did notice that there were hours of operation, and the website says it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 1 to 7 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from noon to 8, and closed on Sunday and Monday.
That's right. We may adjust those hours as we go forward. We're trying to get a feel for what the activity level and interest levels are in downtown Hollywood and try to get our hours, you know, in sync with the rhythm of downtown Hollywood. That's one of the other reasons that we established this gallery is we've been longtime Hollywood residents. The downtown Hollywood area is a really unique and fun area. We wanted to sort of set an example for the kind of investment that we think will draw and attract an interesting crowd and make it a nice community center. And so we put more than the normal amount of attention into creating a really high-quality gallery. And we're pleased to see that around the streets in the area, we're getting even more and more interest in from other people and putting similar kinds of facilities out there. Some great new restaurants in the area, some fantastic shops. There's an art walk every third Saturday of every month in Hollywood, which sort of features all of these new venues. And I think Hollywood's up and coming. We want to support that.
No doubt. Tell me how people can do you accept donations? Can people help the organization, or does it strictly come from running the business?
We'd like to do that eventually. Right now we are a registered Florida nonprofit corporation. We have our federal IRS 501c3 application in, so we haven't received the designation yet. Once we do, then I think we're looking forward to the possibility that people might want to become members of the gallery and support the work, because we're actively contributing to arts education and youth art in the community. In fact, we've already made two grants from the gallery funds at our opening night.
I think we're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, we're going to find out, can you talk a little bit more about the people on exhibit?
Sure.
We'll be right back to the Forum for Nonprofits, and thank you very much.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sterile bandage. A sandbag. A doctor. A sheet of plywood. A shovel. A bulldozer. A stethoscope, a cement mixer, an oxygen tank, a bed, a house. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact. It can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most: food, medical services, shelter, and other essential supplies. It can help improve the immediate distress, and over time becomes a crucial tool in rebuilding schools, hospitals, and homes, and getting local businesses back on their feet. A monetary donation is an easy and effective way you can help.
Want to help those affected by Hurricane Sandy? To donate, visit sandy.adcouncil.org. That's sandy.adcouncil.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement.
Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know you're probably just a little bit nervous.
You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels? And that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Duff Lindsay here on Forum for Nonprofits, and welcome back to the show. We are here with Elizabeth San Juan and Ken Brown from the Gallery 2014. It's on Harrison Street in Hollywood. If you want to call the gallery if you have any questions, their number is 954-505-3291. So tell me a little bit about who's on exhibit and what's going on over there now.
Well, I'll try to give you a brief description. We have a lot of great artists, but I'll try to keep it down just to a few. For example, we have Olga Vargas, and she's lives in Miramar, and she's a collage artist. So she takes these pieces of paper and does this beautiful collage work. And her piece that is hanging now at the gallery was just accepted at the 9/11 memorial website for the Twin Towers that she created. And it's an absolutely spectacular piece. We have Heather Calderon, which is also, she's a native of Colorado but moved to Florida recently a few years ago. And her theme is, let's say, Day of the Dead inspired. We have Andres Dominguez that's from Chile, and he does this architectural, human, interactive pieces of oil on canvas. We have Carla Fache, which is now also being featured at the museum in Hollywood and was just accepted by the curator in one of the museums in Houston. Those are just to name a few. They're very talented. They're very excited and eager to get their work shown. And we're quite proud to represent them. I think we have a dynamic group of young men and women, and we're looking forward to working with them.
And people can get a current list on the website, that's correct?
Yes, our website is up to date. It is current, and all their work is displayed. All the inventory that we have at the gallery is on the website.
And that's Gallery 2014. The numbers, 2014.com. Anything planned? Any events? Anything upcoming you want to talk about?
Yeah, we have an exciting event that we call What's Up Wednesday. It's the second Wednesday of each month, and we're going to give people the opportunity to come in. They pay $5. We give them a... hopefully they can come in with their drawing supplies, pencils, and we'll give them a theme to work on. Our first theme will be portraiture. Our second theme may be how music influences your drawing and have you draw to disco music or 80s music or classical music. So we have all these events the second Wednesday of each month, and you can look at that on the website for more information, or just give us a call at Gallery 2014, or even go to our Facebook page, which is Gallery 2014.
So every month...
Every month. We're looking forward to having fun with everybody.
Yeah, it sure sounds like fun. I'm glad you're doing something like that. Do you want to take a break here and then we can bring on Anna Sorensen? Or do you have anything you wanted to end before?
That would be great. I just wanted to also indicate that, you know, as part of our nonprofit mission, this gallery space is an interesting space for other charities and community organizations to take advantage of. For example, just before our opening, we hosted a dinner for 30 people from the Broward Literary Feast, part of the annual charitable function of the Broward Public Library Foundation. So set up a dinner in the gallery space. And I think people enjoyed that as an opportunity to not only meet authors that were part of the group, but to sit in a nice space and observe art while they had a great dinner. So, you know, for qualified charitable organizations, we'd be happy to talk about the, you know, this as sort of an open civic space.
Excellent. And they can reach you by phone at 954-505-3291 or info at gallery2014.com is direct email.
That's right.
Absolutely great. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to have Anna F. Sorensen, who's with the Museum of Art in Fort Lauderdale, find out all about that right after this.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works, too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Duff Lindsay, I'm filling in here for Ellen Shulman today. Welcome again to the Forum for Nonprofits. Our guests today are from the Gallery 2014, which is new, opened back in March down on Harrison Street, 2014 Harrison Street, Hollywood. And their website is gallery2014.com.
Thanks, Duff. I'm really pleased to be here. You know, we were talking a little bit about the charitable mission of Gallery 2014. It is a Florida nonprofit organization. And so everything that we're happy to represent all these great emerging local artists, emerging artists from around the world. We're selling the art at what we think are good, affordable prices because we're interested in having that material out in the community and having people enjoy good original art in their homes at reasonable prices. But the other feature of this is that after the artist is paid for their work, we simply have to cover our basic overhead, and then all of our operating surplus goes out into the community in charitable purposes that relate to the arts community, and especially arts education. So to sort of demonstrate that purpose, on our opening night on March 28th, we presented two grants for arts education in the community, one to the Art and Culture Center in Hollywood and another to the Museum of Art Fort Lauderdale for summer arts education. And so we're really happy to have Anna Sorensen, who is in the development department at the museum, here with us. She's a great friend and a great supporter of the gallery and also a terrific asset to the museum.
Thank you, Ken.
Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thanks for having me.
Associate Director of Development at the Museum of Art Fort Lauderdale. So tell me about what's going on with the Museum of Art and the gallery and what the connection is and how people are benefiting.
I'll just tell you briefly, we made a $10,000 donation to the museum to their Summer Creative Academy, and to particularly to help support scholarships for kids who can't ordinarily afford to go to the Summer Arts Academy and make it possible for them to go. And I'll let Anna talk a little bit more about what that's all about.
Sure. First, let me just say that we are so pleased to be the beneficiary of these generous funds from the Sam Juan Brown Foundation and also Gallery 2014. We are at a very exciting time with the Outer Nation Academy of Art and Design, looking towards the summer, which is just the time where all the energy and all the buzz really comes alive in our classrooms. We have about 350 to 500 kids that we that attend classes over the summer at the academy, and on April 28th we held a scholarship competition, which we do every year. Where kids kindergarten through 12th grade, and they literally bring their pencils and they have a piece of paper and they have 4 hours to compete. And at the end of the day, it's funds like the gifts that we received at the opening of the gallery that allow us to give out more than 200 scholarships to kids for both need and merit-based. So we're very pleased.
As you should be. What a great thing you're doing.
Well, it's wonderful to give back to this because Elizabeth and I have both taken courses at the Art Academy over a number of years. It's a terrific resource the community has. We've enjoyed those class times ourselves tremendously, and we know how we've seen the kids at work as we go in and out to our classes. And, you know, the enthusiasm that the kids show, the great instructors they have, the opportunity for these kids to really experience and develop their artwork. And by the time they are in middle school and high school, the work that they are producing is unbelievably good. So this is the sort of stuff that I think, unfortunately, with school budgets the way they are, constantly tightening, art programs and other sort of extracurricular programs are the first ones that have to be cut. So the opportunity to put that back in the schools is something that we feel strongly about.
Anna, if a youngster's listening and wants to get involved, do they contact you?
Sure. They can contact me directly. My email is A, and then F as in Frank, O-R-N-I-A-S, at moafl.org. We also have resources available on our website. That's www.moafl.org. There are complete registration forms. There are class. There's a complete brochure about the classes that we're offering this summer, a little description and the history of the academy, and pretty much everything that you would want to know. And we encourage people to also come and visit the academy. We can do a tour for them. You can see the hands-on learning that's going on in the classrooms, from painting and drawing to the graphic design to ceramics. We have a fully functional graphic design studio with Max. So we're really thriving over there, and we invite everybody to come and see and come over for a visit.
So where exactly is the academy?
Well, the museum, it's located directly across the street from the museum, which is at 1 Las Olas Boulevard in downtown Fort Lauderdale. So you would want to start at the museum, and then we would escort you across the street and to take a look at our classrooms right there. It's very centrally located.
And Duff, I would just encourage your audiences to these are great resources that our communities have. The Museum of Art at Fort Lauderdale and the Art and Culture Center in Hollywood are really high-quality museums. Take an opportunity and go visit them, because I think you'll be impressed with the collections and the art that you'll see and the work that they do in the community.
I'll tell you, I couldn't agree with you more. Longtime resident, 16, 17 years in Fort Lauderdale, and just, I would say, a couple of years ago, friend, and of course, it's one of those things, friend, somebody comes in from out of town and they want to see what's going on in town, and so I went, and it's absolutely beautiful, and it's very enlightening. So you want to summarize a little bit what's going on and bring people back up to date?
Sure. So the reason we started Gallery 2014 is because we really want to engage the community. We want parents to show kids that art is beautiful, that it's perfectly affordable to have a beautiful piece of art in your home. Art was so important to me during my senior year. I grew up in Hollywood. I'm a native of Hollywood. I've been there close to 50 years. My senior year, I attended MacArthur High School, which everybody knows MacArthur, knows what the environment is, and especially back in the early 80s. But I will tell you that my senior year, I had a 4-hour art class that probably saved my life. It was my way to vent. It was my way to put out there everything that was going on in my life through art. And I think it's such a crucial aspect for children as they develop and grow to have a creative outlet. And unfortunately, the Florida school system, for meeting their grades, you know, things like FCAT or whatever else programs that the state has implemented, have taken away these courses that are so crucial in the development of a child. And we would like to see this brought back into the community. And that's why we support the Fort Lauderdale Museum and the Hollywood Art and Cultural Center that have fabulous programs for our youth.
So, Duff, thanks very much for the opportunity to be here and to talk a little bit about Gallery 14. 2014. It's sort of a heartfelt opportunity for Elizabeth and I to work on this. We're not doing it for any other reason than we love this community, and we love to see the light in a child's face when they have the opportunity to participate in an art program and actually see their work. We hope to have some exhibits of school programs soon, so that people can come in and actually see the art the kids are producing and buy a piece of art from a child from a program. That would be a lot of fun for them.
If you just tuned in, we're just about at the end of the show, but we're talking with Elizabeth San Juan and Ken Brown from Gallery 2014. And it's in Hollywood, and they're doing some amazing things down there. And I know you touched upon an event that's coming up every second Wednesday, and you can find out a lot more on the website. Now, the website is gallery2014.com. The address, of course, 2014 Harrison Street in Hollywood, Florida, and their phone number down there is 954-505-3291. We'd like to thank Anna Sorensen, who's been our guest, and Anna's with the Museum of Art in Fort Lauderdale. And, of course, Ken, thank you so much.
Thanks, Duff.
Elizabeth, thank you as well.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ellen Shulman, president of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.